Too Much Rock podcast number 742. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Eric Vokes. The song is called Desiree and Me, and it's on his debut album, Sandbox, which came out in 1993, though it's just received an excellent re-release from Hanky Panky Records that came out on May 30th, first time this one's been on vinyl. It's an excellent power pop record in that early 90s soft vein that sort of Matthew Sweet or Gin Blossoms or Tommy Keane. He's based out of Kansas City now, though I think he recorded this one when he was living in St. Louis and has a St. Louis lineup. It doesn't play out much, but when he does, I always try to make it. So this album is fantastic, and I urge you to pick that one up. I got lots of music for you, and some of it's really good. How about this one from the Airport 77s? It's called Anyone But You.
Anyone who saw me when I'm with you wouldn't have a doubt inside their minds. Anyone who saw the looks I give you would have to believe that you were mine. Anyone who heard me talk about you would hear it clearly in each word I said. Anyone with me when I'm without you would understand you're living in my head.
Anyone with feelings, anyone would know.
anyone who wakes up every morning with the prayer that this might be the day. Anyone who just keeps on ignoring.
She just wants to rest her head. Rest her head.
left inside my mind some things that I'll never tell. There are patterns still left undefined. I guess that's just as well. And I'm going back to a place where I am from. If someone should have said not to be everything at once. Remember when we would build our world. I spend most of my life quietly searching for somebody just like you. But these patterns we have long defined, repeated and swelled. And these days that we have spent apart, I guess that's just as well.
Set there, wasn't it? We ended things off with Lines of Drift with the song Spring Forward. That's on the band's upcoming album Dedicated to No One, which will be out June 9th on Snappy Little Numbers. That's a Monday, so maybe that date's wrong, but I'm not wrong that this is a really good indie rock record. It's got some power pop, it's got some indie pop on it as well. It's a digital-only release, so pick that one up on Bandcamp. Before that, we heard from Ty Siegel and the song Shoplifter. It's on his new album, Possession, which came out May 30th on Drag City. He's based out of Los Angeles. This is my first Ty Siegel record. I understand he's kind of hit and miss in that his sound could be just about anything. This one feels, kind of a laid-back indie rock, kind of a Kurt Vile thing. I enjoy this record quite a bit. And then we started things off with the Airport 77s from Silver Spring in Maryland. The song is called Anyone But You, and it's on the band's new album, Don't Let Go, that Jim Records put out on May 30th. It's a rock and roll record. I'm not sure that it's my favorite one of theirs, but I think you're going to find something on there that you like. That song there is excellent. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to turn things up just a little bit here, starting with the States. This song is called View from the Top. slab of noisy proto-punk and garage rock can only come from one person. That is Wayne Payne and the Shit Stains with the song Get Drunk. It's on the band's new 4-song 7-inch Street Mammogram, which came out May 26th on Goodbye Boozy Records. It's a label based out of Italy, so it might be hard to get your hands on that 7-inch, but if you know what you like, you'll do anything for it. And before that, we heard from the States with the song View from the Top. That's on the band's new album, Gimme Joy, which came out May 13th on Legless Records. It is a punk rock record hailing from the punk rock capital of the world, Melbourne, Australia. I guess we're out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let everyone know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 743, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, fun things coming up. We've got Thong Gag at Howdy on the 9th. Wayne Payne is playing Farewell on the 10th. Drew Black is playing at Terry Quinn headquarters that night. On the 11th, Petite League is at the Record Bar. That Interceptor show at Skateboard on the 12th has been canceled. On the 13th, Haunted Creepies are at the Warehouse on Broadway. Eggs on Mars are at Skatebar that day. Flock of Seagulls is playing the Uptown. Carrie Derry is at the Harrison DIY. On the 14th, Stringer Turn plays Lemonade Park. Virga plays Farewell on the 14th. Drastic Plastic is at the Replay. Heat Seeger plays Hillsiders on the 15th. Fawn is at Granada on the 16th. Drifters at Skate Bar on the 17th. On the 18th, you've got Head in the Heart at the Uptown. The Darts at Mini Bar. Swallowtails are playing Electric Park on the 19th. Black Monkeys is at Rhino on the 19th. And on the 20th, you've got Major Matt Mason at Velo Garage. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Sheer Terror, Murphy's Law, Total Chaos, Bad Ideas, and Uncouth Show, as well as the Effigies, Tanqueray, and Defib Show. A few more coming as well. Anyway, of course, we have time for one more. That's a big shift again. Sometimes that happens with the last song of the podcast. Lately, I've been obsessed with Kate Bush and realized that I don't listen to The Kick Inside very often, her first album. And so I went looking for it and realized I don't have a copy anymore. So I corrected that. And so when I add it to my library, it ends up on the podcast. Those are the rules. So we're going to listen to something from The Kick Inside, and we might as well just go straight to the top. So we're going to hear Wuthering Heights. Such a fantastic song. This one really just gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. Released originally in 1978. There was a remaster sometime in 2018 or so, but my copy is one of the originals. Not a first press, of course, but an original mix at least. So we end things here with Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Walking through the